You may not have heard the term before, but I have no doubt that you are aware of its effects. It's called captology, and it's the technology that is designed to change people's beliefs and behaviors. Social media has used it to get us to upload our pictures and divulge everything about our lives, from where we go on vacation to how funny our dogs are to what diets we're currently on, or even just how much we are frustrated with life at the moment. And of course, that's not really it, because the real key of it is that the technology then figures out what's going on in our lives and then presents the right things for us to be able to click on, links, and to buy stuff, and to watch this video, and then the next video, and the next one, and the next one, all of which, of course, are accompanied by plenty of ads, which then get you to click some more, and buy some more, and do some more, and yeah, they're really good at it. They have very well laid out plans, because they understand human nature, and they want to manipulate our behavior. Of course, this is nothing new. I mean, this has been going on since the days of Adam and Eve. Someone out there who is looking to manipulate our lives and our behaviors, and we all know who he is. We know him to be a deceiver and a liar. We know that he hates us. We know that he would love nothing more than to bring us down. He understands us and our sinful nature, and he knows how to use it. In fact, it's at the very heart of his war plans. See if he can get us to turn on our gracious God, then he can bring down God's perfect creation, and he wins. And you know how successful he is. You know how successful he was against Adam and Eve way back there in the garden, and sadly, we all know how successful he is against every single one of us. Now, I don't know if this is really good news or not, but you know that you and I are not really his ultimate prize. No, the one that he wanted to bring down was Jesus. Our warrior, our champion, our Jesus is the one that he wanted to bring down. And so right from the beginning, he was all over Jesus. Skirmish after skirmish, battle after battle. In fact, when Jesus began his public ministry at the age of 30, Satan really stepped up his game, because he wanted nothing more than to destroy the Savior of the world. In fact, Matthew uses a term from which we get the word diabolical to describe Satan when Satan met Jesus out there in the desert to test him, to go to battle. Literally, evil through and through. And as Matthew gives us the account of that skirmish between Satan and Jesus, he records that Jesus didn't shy away from the battle. He didn't go in reluctantly. In fact, we're told that the Holy Spirit led Jesus out there so that he could go toe-to-toe with Satan. God wanted to make clear that this Jesus, this perfect God-man Jesus, was the perfect substitute who had come to be able to do what Adam and Eve had failed to do. Now, as you hear the description of the skirmish, see if any of this sounds familiar to you in your own skirmishes with Satan. At a time of weakness, Satan offered just what Jesus was craving. Now, Jesus fended him off with the word of God. And what does Satan do? He comes back with the word of God, but he twists it for his own means, thinking that maybe he can twist the word of God and bring him down. And Jesus fends him off again with the word of God. And then Satan comes right back again, and he hits on the most important thing, Jesus' mission in his life. And if he could just get him to give up that mission, he points him to an easier way to do the most important thing to him. But Jesus once again comes back with that blow that ended that skirmish that day. He said, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Now, that skirmish, that battle may have been done that day, but Satan certainly wasn't done. He continued to attack Jesus again and again every day. But not once did he win. Jesus overcame every one of Satan's attacks. And while that was certainly good for Jesus, it's even better for you and me. Because you see, not only did Jesus remain pure and holy and perfect for you and me, we also know that we have someone who gets us, who understands how we battle every day, who is there with us as we're in these skirmishes with Satan. The writer to the Hebrew puts it, "We do not have a high priest," referencing Jesus, "who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin." In a national religious survey on temptation, people said that they struggled most with worry, lack of self-control, lust, and lying, cheating. Amazingly, some people, when they were asked why they gave in to temptation, they admitted that sometimes they just enjoyed it. Other times they were just trying to escape from life. But, you know, the vast majority of people said, "I don't know. I don't know why I give in temptation again and again." That sound like you? I know it sounds like me. When these skirmishes come along with that unholy trio of the devil, the world, and my own sinful flesh, I so often find myself on the losing side. I mean, I can understand when it's me versus Satan. He is powerful, and in some ways, I guess I can kind of come up with some excuses for myself. When it's me versus the world, you'd think I'd be able to come up with a few more victories now and again. But when it's me versus me, I mean, come on, I should win that one every time. But I don't. We don't. We're losers. Losers to Satan in these spiritual skirmishes, these battles, these struggles, each and every day. And in fact, if it was just day to day, that'd be one thing, but even losing one of those has already made us losers for eternity. But again, my friends, we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Don't misunderstand, Jesus didn't come into the world to prove that he could keep his own commandments, like it was some sort of a battle exercise that he was coming in to prove something. No, he came into this world to keep those commandments, to be perfect, because you and I can't. He faced those daily battles and the final battle with Satan because none of us could. Humanity needed a perfect someone to be our hero, our substitute, our stand-in, who could qualify perfectly to stand before God's righteous and bar of justice. Jesus is the one. He did that for you and me, completely. Our great hero. He did it for us. But he doesn't then step away and say, "Well, I did my bit, now you're on your own." No, our warrior Jesus continues to battle. He stands with us. He protects us. He promises to rule over all things, even Satan himself, for your good. So that when you face temptation, you are not alone. Your warrior, your champion is with you. As Paul assured the Corinthians, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." When you're hurting, Jesus knows what it feels like. When you have problems, Jesus is the solution. When you're feeling overpowered, he strengthens you through word and sacrament. When you're burdened, you can shift the weight right onto Jesus. When you talk to him in prayer, you're not talking to some far-off God who could barely hear you. He's right there with you, listening to every word coming from your aching heart, and he can relate to your every angst over and over again. Both his words and his actions tell you how great his love is for you. For the day-to-day spiritual skirmishes of life and forever. Because finally, and most importantly, come what may in this life, Jesus has taken away the guilt of every one of your sins by offering his own life as sacrifice, that perfect life on your behalf. God has forgiven them all. Yes, we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. We have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. He is God. He is one of us, and he cares for you. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows your every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Amen.